From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is considering a brand new order on immigration after an appellate court unanimously ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Mr. Trump spoke about U.S. national security as part of his weekly address on Saturday.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country. We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people.
The White House has previously expressed confidence that the president's travel ban order will prevail, despite the legal challenges and sharp criticism. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally in raids across the country this week. Although authorities say the enforcement action wasn't linked to the recent executive order signed by President Trump, a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson told the Washington Post the raids targeted criminals illegally or illegal, and they were part of a routine action. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing targeting a military vehicle killed at least seven people and wounded many others in the southern province of Helmand on Saturday. Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. The soldiers were collecting their salaries when the bomber's explosive-laden car hit their vehicle outside of a bank. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Backed by Turkish troops, Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab, just north of Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the opposition forces took control of a hospital as they made their way into the city. The town has been under siege since Monday. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend the demonstration Saturday near Baghdad's iconic Green Zone after violent clashes left at least four dead and dozens more wounded. Edward Duranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic Green Zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The UN Refugee Agency reporting more than 1.5 million people have fled South Sudan into neighboring countries, making it Africa's largest refugee crisis and the third largest in the world after Syria and Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UNHCR reports a huge uptick in the number of people fleeing South Sudan last year, with more than 760,000 people seeking asylum. Agency spokesman William Spindler says the exodus escalated following intense fighting in the capital Juba last July after the collapse of a peace deal between the government and rebel forces.
Some 500,000 had to flee in the last 4 months since September 2016, many arriving with alarming levels of malnutrition.
He says the UNHCR needs $782 million to carry out humanitarian operations inside Sudan and in the six countries hosting the refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rescuers in the southern Philippines are searching buildings for possible survivors after a powerful earthquake struck, killing at least six people and injuring dozens more. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit the area about 700 kilometers southeast of Manila overnight Friday. There have been nearly 100 aftershocks. And Indonesian clerics are rallying voters in the capital Saturday to vote for Muslim politicians in the city and district elections across the country next week. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.